It is July 28. Today I will tell you a little about the Territorial Defense Forces, in which I have the honor to serve for more than a year and a half. First, I will say that the Territorial Defense was created as a set of units that should defend their cities and towns. When these forces first appeared a couple of years before the full-scale invasion, it was assumed that their fighters would operate only in their, so to speak, home regions. But the Great War quickly changed these plans. Now the Тероборона, as we call it in Ukrainian, from all over the country is fighting on the front lines very far from their own homes, destroying the enemy no worse than our comrades from the other types of troops and, unfortunately, suffering losses at the level of all our units. It is interesting to observe how the attitude towards territorial defense within the army is changing. If at first the professional military considered us to be the incompetent civilians who only pretend to be a real army, then over the time this attitude changed for the better. First of all, thanks to the fact that Тероборона gets real combat experience and becomes stronger every day. Training and real combat operations turn former civilians into real soldiers who know how to fight no worse than those who once chose the army as their life's work. In addition, the more people from other branches of the military learn about us, the more respect they have to the Territorial Defense Forces. A special forces officer once admitted to me that he had no respect for Тероборона until he was on the front lines with one of our units. He said that only in the trenches he was able to understand that these yesterday's civilians are no less than professional soldiers, motivated and ready to do anything for the sake of victory. Moreover, this officer was surprised by the people in the territorial defense. He is a man who spent his whole life surrounded by the military, suddenly found himself in a completely different environment. "Well, what our soldiers are talking about," this officer told me, "it is always about who shoots, who sets mines, everything is more or less the same. And here, around me, a professor of archaeology, a motocross champion, an artist, everyone's life is like a movie. This is only possible in territorial defense." There are now close to 700,000 people in the Territorial Defense Forces. This is a big army, and we are no longer civilians dressed in uniform. We are real soldiers. Territorial defense has long since turned from scattered detachments of guards of their own cities into one large organism. Now, these are not frightened dudes from the checkpoints, as was the case at the beginning of the war. Now the territorial defense is probably the world's largest and most capable light infantry unit. At the same time, we are gradually ceasing to be light infantry, that is, the one that fights without or almost without the support of armored vehicles. We already have dozens of Russian armored vehicles captured as trophies. In addition, since there are many engineers and technicians in Тероборона, we also have homemade armored vehicles. I can imagine how offensive it will be to the Russians when the first to reach Moscow are not German-made Leopard tanks or American-made Abrams, but Ukrainian homemade Mad Max-style buggies, which are hung with rusty armor plates. But it is quite possible.